In the eastern Indian state of Orissa, devastating floods have left about 9 million people needing emergency aid. India is no stranger to natural disasters. There are also droughts and cyclones. With each disaster, more people leave the vulnerable rural areas and head for the cities. It's predicted that India's cities will double in size over the next 2 decades. That's a migration that could produce an environmental catastrophe. The BBC's Jill McGivering reports.
This is one of Delhi's biggest slums. Its narrow lanes and open gutters are home to about 50,000 people, almost all migrants from other parts of India. Parvathri Devi came here last year, when 2 successive years of drought in her home state, Madhya Pradesh, put an end to casual work in the fields.
We're poor and life is hard, but in the future, if we had some help, we could send the grandchildren to school and they could learn to read and write.
Drinking water is in very short supply. Housing and employment are too. In recent years, increasing population, a change in farming methods, and more droughts and floods are all forcing villagers to move to the cities. Kalpana Vishwanath of the non-government group Jaguri is working with the migrants.
The trend that we're seeing nowadays is the fact that there are more and more severe natural disasters taking place. And this is adding a burden on the already vulnerable status of marginalized people, and that is causing larger numbers of people to come to the cities.
International agencies say it's going to get much worse. Alex Jorgensen of the Asian Development Bank says they foresee a dramatic population shift, which could double the size of India's cities.
If the scenario in India that we have of almost doubling the urban population over the next 15 to 20 years holds true, that's 300 million people. That's all of North America or all of Europe. All of a sudden, in the next 20 years, needing water, sanitation, drainage, power, transportation, housing, the challenges are immense.
Even now, these rapidly growing cities are barely coping. Many already suffer from an acute shortage of power, a lack of clean drinking water, and chronic air pollution, much of it caused by diesel vehicles clogging the city's roads.
One death takes place every hour due to air pollution-related diseases in this city.
Anamita Roy-Chowdhury of the Centre for Science and Environment in Delhi. She says the impact on public health of air pollution is terrifying.
One of the premier hospitals in Delhi, All India Institute of Medical Sciences, reports that when particulate pollution peaks during winter months in Delhi, as many as 900% increase gets recorded as far as the asthma patients are concerned.
Military helicopters carrying aid 18 months ago to victims of a massive cyclone in the eastern state of Orissa. The death toll was around 10,000 people. In January, the state suffered acute drought. Now the same area is being hit by their worst floods for decades. All across the country, the scale of natural disasters seems to be growing. Environmental journalist Nirmal Ghosh says the underlying causes are man-made.
A lot of the floods are caused by deforestation, by the fact that we have lost a lot of our mangroves. So cyclonic storms coming in from the seas don't have any buffers. We have shrinking glaciers in the Himalayas because of global warming. Temperatures increasing by a degree or so every year.
That report was prepared by the BBC's Jill McGivering.